It's a Donnie Football Friday. We have so many things here that I can't even keep track. I'm overly pumped for this game, Donnie. That's my problem right now. This is going to be such fascinating theater. I mean, for Davante Adams is like story number 8 in this game, and he's a guy that the Steelers, I think, should have gone after harder. So that's my first question before we get into the numbers game is, with what he went for to New York, we had, who was it, Rich Cimini on the other day?
Yeah.
Oh, Limitless Wonder. He told us a straight second round pick probably would have gotten it done, to which I said, does Devontae let it be known through back channels that he's going to be a hostage instead of a volunteer? Do you sign him? Would it have been a problem? Man, I would have been awfully tempted to go get him. You?
They should have been tempted, and they should have maybe made a better effort, but I really never saw this one as one that had much of a chance. Now, the Aiyuk thing, yeah, I think they were very much all in on that. And
why?
Why didn't it
have much of a chance?
I just felt like from the immediate news that he requested a trade, it was going to be the Jets.
But did he have a choice in the matter?
I think he had some sway.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
And just the way maybe that I said it
being,
there.
Yeah.
It be known, yeah, it's not going to go well there. Or I'm certainly not signing long term. And did you hear that I have a hamstring issue? That type of thing.
And now all of a sudden he's healthy. He's going to play.
I heard we've been talking all week. Josh Roundtree compared it to Willy Wonka at the start of the movie, the original
Yeah, I love that scene.
Where he walks out with a cane.
With the cane, and yeah, he does the roll and he's up. It's a great scene.
If Davante Adams, too bad it's not a home game for them. If he ran out of the tunnel with a cane and a top hat and then threw the cane aside and did a somersault, that would be the greatest thing ever.
Grandpa Joe's in the crowd. I mean, now you talk about another phony. That guy hopped right out of bed.
I know. What's up with him?
Oh, he's the worst.
You don't like Grandpa Joe?
Oh, no.
He was a fraud or selfish, like he was using the kid for money, too?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the mom was working like double shifts at the laundromat, and we got this birdie sleeping in bed all day, and then they got three other grandparents. I just said, hey, Joe, what about me, huh?
Yeah. Then like, right, and then all of a sudden there's a chance to go visit Wonka.
Oh, and he's doing a whole song and dance.
Right, he pops out of bed, yeah, like Davante Adams. I think you're right about that, Don. That's an underrated story for movie history.
Bad guy.
What was his name? Grandpa Joe?
Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe. Which I'm going to be in November, by the way. Yeah. My stepson Michael and his wife Abby having a little girl.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. I will literally be Grandpa Joe.
And now you can lay in bed for like 10 years straight. Watch The Price is Right.
Unless there's a money-making opportunity. Then I'll fly out. What was my question? Oh, Devontae.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you give off vibes in a situation like that. And it sure seems to me, with a lot of these high-profile players, that even with extenuating circumstances and even when it doesn't look like it's possible, they sure do wind up where they want to go a lot of times, don't they?
I mean, the only real times where we can think that it hasn't worked recently, the guys that the Steelers have sent away.
Yeah.
I mean, they send Deontay Johnson to Carolina. They send Kenny Pickett to Philly. I mean, maybe he wanted to go there because it's closer to home, but he ain't ever going to play.
Does Russell unlock something that we haven't seen yet with receivers beyond Pickens? Or with Pickens, who, as it turns out right now, has the most receiving yards in the league without a touchdown?
I think he can certainly provide more in the deep ball game, like more consistency throwing the football downfield. I mean, he has always been a very good deep ball receiver. Now, not necessarily over the middle, but with somebody like Pickens in your lineup,
yes,
maybe you can unlock something there. Maybe we're in for a long touchdown. That would certainly get the people going. Now, I think he can provide that where Justin Fields can't right now.
Right. And a huge story in New York, by the way, is injuries in their secondary, including safety. And we've seen teams come in here. Well, even with Duck Hodges, you know, the Browns used to come in here with horrendous safety issues. And all of a sudden, Duck Hodges and James Washington look like Montana to Rice. Remember those games? Remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
So, Clark, Reed, both out. Maybe. We'll see about DJ Reed, but Chuck Clark, safety. So they got a big hole in the back end of their defense, at least one. So that could be significant. Here's my other question, Donnie. If you had achieved your goals and become an NFL player as a quarterback, and I'm sure when you were little, you wanted to be a quarterback, would you rather have the career of Ben or the career of Aaron Rodgers? Ben has the extra Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers has enough MVPs to fill an entire room, and he beat Ben in a Super Bowl, but that was his only one. How many MVPs did he win? Three.
Four.
Four MVPs plus a Super Bowl or two Super Bowls. And they've both put up, and we could look at the numbers. It's sort of, you know, six and one, half dozen and another. They both put up ridiculous numbers in their career. Whose career would you rather have?
Rodgers. Easily.
Easily?
Ben, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, Ben, yeah, he has the extra Super Bowl win. He was the youngest guy. Still is the youngest one, I think, to quarterback a Super Bowl team. Rookie of the year in 2004, six-time Pro Bowler. But the numbers, here's something else about quarterbacks. We know they all have big egos. Do you think they'd rather have the individual accolades that Rodgers has if it meant just one more Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I think we know who everybody would pick. Rodgers, 10 Pro Bowls, 4 All-Pros, 4 MVPs.
I don't know that everybody would pick that, Donnie. I don't know about that. I think you're minimizing the extra Super Bowl. Ben goes down with twice as many as Rodgers, 2-1.
I think if Rodgers had not won one at all, then I would have a lot harder of a time saying his name.
Yeah.
If he had everything else the same and had zero Super Bowls,
yeah,
he would basically be the Dan Marino of the generation.
And he would have lost to Ben. Man, how much?
And that would have given Ben three.
How much was riding on that Super Bowl in terms of legacy? Like, for instance, with Tomlin, you pretty much just buy, I'm not saying a criticism-free rest of your career, but you win two? You win two, it's just different when you go back and analyze his career.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, Rodgers, it changed history, and they had a real chance to win that game. They had a real chance to win. Ben had the ball with 2 minutes left.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I loved watching Big Ben as a player, I mean, he was one of the most fun guys to watch. And, you know, he was my quarterback for the Steelers growing up. Like, my formative years of being a fan. This is the guy I watched.
Yeah.
I got to see greatness almost every Sunday with this dude. I got to see multiple Super Bowls, a bunch of AFC title game appearances, things we haven't seen in a while. But I just think Aaron Rodgers unfortunately clears him in a lot of categories. Plus, now this is just personal thought here. I'll see if either of you guys agree. When it comes to people discussing the best pure throwers of the football,
yeah,
I think Aaron Rodgers is probably in the top 3 to 5.
I agree with that.
There are very few guys I feel throw a better ball than Aaron Rodgers ever has.
For me, it's really close as to who was the better player, believe it or not. I think Ben, in his prime, you know, when he was part of a passing offense, putting up ridiculous numbers, like the sort of the MO on him early in his career was, here's a guy who's all about winning. These other quarterbacks put up big numbers. Well, Ben eventually did too. 500-yard games and stuff like that. Just ridiculous stuff. But I'll give Rodgers a slight edge, and I will acknowledge that I would rather have Rodgers' career. I would rather have 4 MVPs and a Super Bowl than 2 Super Bowls and no MVPs. And no, I don't think Ben was ever first or even second team All-Pro. How about you, Limits? Who would you... What is going
Limits
on?
Is on
here?
The phone in there.
What has happened with Limits? Who could he possibly be on the phone with, Donnie? Maybe a caller, huh?
I mean, Rodgers too.
And he's 12-10 in the playoffs. Rodgers.
Yeah. I mean, he does have that Super Bowl. It would be much more difficult if he didn't. His interception percentage, the best in league history.
Yes.
1.4. His quarterback rating, best in league history, 103 for a career. In the age 37 season, the COVID year, his numbers were ludicrous, Joe. He threw for nearly 4,300 yards. His completion percentage was just under 71%.
Wow.
a career high for him. 48 touchdowns and 5 picks. Like, he just had staggering seasons of touchdown to interception numbers.
I stand that, corrected, that, Don.
That,
no,
that
you're
Ben
right.
Ben never really saw.
You're right about that, for sure. That's inarguable. Ben actually has a better playoff record, 13-10 to 12-10. I didn't know that till I just looked it up. Ben has one more playoff. Rodgers has absolutely underachieved.
He has.
As a postseason
yes.
performer. Ben with 36 touchdowns to 28 picks in his, is that right? In his postseason career, Donnie?
Say the number again.
36 touchdowns, 28 picks?
Yes.
That's horrible. I'm sorry, but that's horrible. Would you agree with that?
And Rodgers has 45 touchdowns to 13 picks.
In his playoff career? Wow. That's a hell of a question.
The year that they won that Super Bowl, 2010, nearly 1,100 yards in the playoffs, 9 touchdowns, 2 picks.
Wow. But I will say this, Ben, at the height of his powers, there's maybe a handful of quarterbacks that I've ever seen that I'd rather have.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Then him. 6'5", could move around, make plays, ad lib all you want, could stand there from a pocket and shred you, could use empty sets and throw 55 times if that's what you wanted to do that day. It's close. I think it's closer for me than it might be for you between Ben and Rodgers when they were at their very best.
Yeah, I mean, I just see in this case, like, Ben probably a top 20 to 25 quarterback of all time.
Holy horse follicles. We have to talk about
too
this.
Low?
Too low, yes. Let's talk about this.
Where would you put him?
Top 10. Right at the edge of top 10.
Man, okay.
Now we have to talk about this, Donnie. Ray Fittipaldo warming up in the bullpen right now. Did you see the end of the Guardians-Yankees, by the way?
That was awesome.
Oh, my God.
I'm quite a bit jealous of something like that.
Do you have a little bit of kinship spirit with Cleveland, even though we hate Cleveland? Is there a little bit of kinship with those people?
Yeah. I root for them in the playoffs. Like, the whoever won that Detroit-Cleveland series, and if the Royals would have upset the Yankees, I would have rooted for all three of those teams.
So, all right. I mean, what's your criterion? Is there one stat that you look at? Is it Super Bowls for you? What is it that you put above all others in terms of the measuring stick for quarterbacks? The eye test, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to do Super Bowls because then you're going to run into the issues with guys like Rodgers who have just one, someone like Marino who has none. I mean, Like Marino, where would you rank Marino all time?
Marino's top five. The top five of all time in some kind of order, and I hope I'm doing this right, is Brady, Montana, Elway, Marino,
I think you're
Mahomes.
Missing it. I was going to say, I think Mahomes is like two or three.
Yeah, that's. I wasn't putting them in
already,
order.
Already, yeah.
Those are your top five, okay? Then you have Aaron Rodgers. I put Ben above Drew Brees. I don't know about you.
I would do that. He's
Peyton
probably
Manning,
closer to
Peyton
10
Manning
15.
For sure is
absolutely.
Above Ben. So how many is that above Ben then after those guys? Who did I just say?
I think you have 7.
Okay. Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers.
What about Favre?
No, I think Ben's better than Favre. Certainly is equal, I think. And who else comes to mind? Josh Allen too early, right? Steve Young. Steve Young might be up there.
Yeah, Young was really good.
Do you see what I mean?
Any guys that are from like way back, or do you think they played too long ago?
See, those are the guys, I don't know. I would say of the Super Bowl era when I talk about this, which I've been alive for almost the whole time. I don't know about Otto Graham. You know, Ron covered Otto Graham. Ron covered
George Blanda, the pride of Youngwood, PA.
Bronco Nagurski. I think DeWante Culpepper was a hell of a quarterback. I think Favre. I don't know. Who are we missing, Donnie? Who are we missing? Breeze? I'm trying to think.
Yeah, we both just said that.
Kurt Warner?
Go.
Is Ben better than Kurt Warner?
Ben is better than Kurt Warner.
There you go. So are you willing to acknowledge on a Donnie Football Friday that you had been too low?
Yeah, I did. Lemons, I hope Ben's not listening.
He usually is, I think. And he's angry with
you. I am listening. I'm not angry at all. I had a very important phone call because we have a very special guest that's coming on the show at 12:30.
Who might that be?
The one and only Super Bowl champion, Jack Ham.
Oh, yeah, baby. Let's go.
That's it. He called me during the middle of the show, and I was like, need to take that.
Because they're going to fate the 74 Steelers, right? So we got to talk about that at some point, too, Donnie Football.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. There's all kinds of hot takes. We didn't even get to the numbers game. I don't know if we got to enough quarterbacks. We're late for Ray Fittipaldi.
I think we can get to the numbers after Ray.
How's this for a hot take? The greatest win in Steelers franchise history was the Gators, and it wasn't the Immaculate Reception. You like that for a hot one? You're looking at me like I'm crazy, or at least like you're surprised.
Which one do you go with that? The
Here's the thing. The
74 AFC Championship?
Yes, I do, Donnie. The Immaculate Reception announced the Steelers as a franchise to be taken seriously.
But they lost.
The next week. And they lost the next year to the Raiders in the playoffs by a blowout. The Immaculate Reception did not catapult the Steelers to a dynasty. It announced to the world, we have arrived. We're no longer a joke. You're going to have to deal with us. What brought them, what launched their dynasty was going into Oakland. Donnie was going into Oakland against a great Raiders team and pounding the crap out of them.
There it is.
And it was the greatest. We'll ask Jack Ham. We'll see if Jack Ham agrees. It was the game where Joe Green broke a chair in a meeting leading up to the game. It was the one game where Chuck Knoll played on their emotions, according to legend. We'll ask Jack Ham about that. He never considered himself a motivator. If he can't self-motivate, then get out of here. After the Dolphins-Raiders game, a playoff game that day that set up Raiders-Steelers, I think it was John Madden who said these were the two best teams in football today. Something like that. Chuck Knoll said that to his team and said, I think you're the best team in football. Joe Green broke a chair right after that, and the Steelers came out and I think held the Raiders to 21 yards rushing, something like that. Just beat them to a pulp. And that, my friend, was the greatest win in Steelers history.
I watched the first part of that Dawn of a Dynasty the other night.
I guess not. I should say non-Super Bowl. That's the win that truly launched the dynasty.
And they talked about that game. That's why I knew where you were going with the, I think these are the two best teams in football here.
Isn't that incredible? Let's ask Jack Ham. Let's have him take us into that locker room, Donnie. I want to play now, don't you? I want to play in this game this weekend. This is Joe Namath's old team. Call him, Limits. I gave you his number. Did you try him yet?
I have not.
Try him. I want to talk to him.
We were so lucky to get him when we did the last time.
I want to test fate. Get him live, no matter who's on, except if it's Jack Ham. But can we get two guys at once? Is that possible?
It is possible,
Then get Joe Namath. I gave you his number. The last time he was on, it was to say farewell to Ron. Joe Namath would be unbelievable today.
I'll do my best.
He would have opinions on the Jets firing, on Rodgers. Give him a call, not a text. I don't think they work at this point. Give him a call. Donnie, we have an unbelievable show going. We've gone a little long here. I acknowledge that.